Hello, listeners. Welcome to a new program by Radio Linguas, the radio of the official School of Languages of Vigo. This is The Story Behind, a program that is all about photographs and the stories they hide and the emotions they awaken. Today's collaborators are the English Update Course students of TUI. Their names are Marta, Belén, Pilar, Clemente and Simón. Each of them is going to tell us about an artistic photograph. By the way, if you want to see the photos we're going to discuss, we have posted links to each of them on our website. So, how much do you like artistic photography? Can anyone equipped with a super-duper mobile phone take not just incredible, but also meaningful pictures? The photographs we're going to discuss today are all examples of artistic photography, and they all have a story behind. Well, let's get started.
Hello, my name is Marta. And the photo that I have chosen was taken by Sir Don McCallum, one of the most renowned photojournalists in Great Britain. The image belongs to a series taken at the beginning of his career, during the 80s and 70s. Don McCallum is known for his interest in shining a light on social injustice in the UK. This empathetic approach to disadvantaged communities is clearly captured in this black and white photograph. In the left center, a figure of a man wearing a black coat is walking on a deteriorated pavement. On the right, we can see an infinite old fence made of flimsy wood sticks, which have been partly knocked down. In the background, the horizon is full of factories with smoke stacks. This photo makes me feel melancholic. It transmits a sense of solitude and how time goes by.
My name is Belén Villaceros, and I have chosen La Dame Indignée by Robert Doisneau. It's a white and black photography representing two aged ladies in the street, really well-dressed, who look really astonished. They are examining a painting placed in the shop window. One of them is having a glance at the painting, while the other is staring at it intensely. In the painting, there is a half-naked woman with just the lights. She's looking at a mirror with a provocative position in a brothel, obviously for enjoyment of men. It's an interesting critical picture of the 20th century of women in society and the right of the working class. I think it's a good critic and I love it.
Hello, I am Pilar González. and I have chosen a photo from 1971 that was part of the photo story published by the Sunday Times magazine called War on the Home Front. The photo shows us a period of time where the violence in the streets settled in different parts of Northern Ireland, mainly Londonderry and Belfast. In this case, Catholic youths are attacking British soldiers. That makes us think how difficult life was at that time between Catholic and Protestant people, due to the fact that the conflict was mostly fought on the streets.
This is Clemente from Tui's English Monographic, presenting to you a stunning photograph which belongs to a series of nocturnal scenes. The picture I have chosen was taken by the Czech photographer Josef Sudek during the Second World War, while Prague was experiencing one of several blackouts that were taking place at the time. As it was risky for him to go into the streets with his hefty camera, he took the photo from his studio. Therefore, the image corresponds to the view of the courtyard and of neighboring blocks that could be seen from his apartment. The little light that can be appreciated beating down the windows depicts the resistance of the inhabitants at a bleak and gloomy time for their city. One specific detail that instantly grabbed my attention was the presence of some sort of cart and wheelbarrow. The street is completely deserted, and these two objects are the only things that we can see. The real purpose is up for the spectator to figure out.
Hi, here's Simone studying English at the language school in Tui. Imagine we are sitting in front of a photo named The Ghost that was taken by J. Jonas, photographer. In this picture we find a white sculpture just in the center of the image that reminds us of the style of some masters of sculpture in ancient Greek art. But as the photographer said, the cloth we see covering the sculpture is just a blanket. This isolated sculpture, main character of the picture, is surrounded by white trees, what gives me a mysterious feeling. So to portray the image, I see a out-of-life landscape just broken in the back by daily city activities. We see then a big contrast made by the space.
Thank you all so much for your insights into these interesting pictures. We hope you've also enjoyed the show and invite you to discover more programs made for and by our students at the AOE de Vigo. Thanks for listening. Bye.